Western Kansas relies on water from the Ogallala Aquifer, a vast underground reservoir. But it's drying up. Even as farmers work to irrigate more cautiously, Ben Kiebrick of the Kansas News Service reports, some are proposing a more radical solution to pipe water west.
Dwayne Roth drives up to one of his irrigated fields outside Garden City.
There's actually a probe in the ground 3 foot deep underneath the soil.
The probe detects moisture and then tells Roth exactly how much water his crops need. It's one of many new technologies that help farmers make the most of every drop. For decades, farmers in western Kansas have been irrigating with water pumped up from the Ogallala Aquifer, but the water's running out.
Those shallower wells, you know, there's no more water left in them. You know, over the last 10 years, we've had 70, 80 foot declines. That's dramatic.
If pumping continues at current rates, most of southwest Kansas will exhaust its water within 25 to 50 years, drying up the agriculture at the heart of the region's economy. Some farmers, like Roth, are voluntarily adopting technology to help save their wells and boost their bottom lines.
It costs money to pump that water. Probe's paying for itself.
In other areas, farmers are creating LEMAs, local enhanced management areas, that set stricter limits on pumping. In the state's first such area, in Sheridan County, a study showed farmers pumped 25% less water, but still made similar profits. Roth wishes southwest Kansas would follow suit.
In our area, we cannot get a proposed LEMA going. We have the worst declines, but yet we're still blaming each other. You know, until we get over that, we're not going to be able to move any type of thing forward.
60 miles southwest in Big Bow, another farmer, Clayton Scott, uses irrigation nozzles that minimize evaporation.
It's a good technology. It does exactly what we want to do.
But Scott thinks that simply using water carefully won't be enough. The pumping cutbacks needed to preserve the aquifer would lower the region's supply of cheap grain. Without grain, you'd lose the feed yards and then the meatpacking plants. Ultimately, it could destroy western Kansas's economy. Scott and others in the region have their eyes on a more drastic solution. Kansas could invest in a 360-mile series of canals to bring in water from the Missouri River. He knows it sounds extreme, but Arizona has already built a similarly sized aqueduct that diverts from the Colorado River.
In 1982, there was the aqueduct study across Kansas, and Kansas decided, you know, we've got a good supply of groundwater, we probably don't need it. Arizona decided we have no other choice, we really got to do it. And today, they estimate almost $1 trillion of benefit to the economy of Arizona.
Arizona's aqueduct is not without controversy, and experts say that a generation later, legal and regulatory hurdles look far more daunting. In 2015, the Kansas Water Office reassessed that 1982 study. It estimated a canal would now cost up to $20 billion, and because the water would have to be pumped uphill as it goes west, it could take over $1 billion a year to operate. The canal would have other challenges, like displacing people along its path and harvesting water without disrupting barge traffic. Scott knows that the project would be massive and massively controversial, but that's why he's talking about it now, before the Ogallala runs dry. At a conference in April, Kansas Secretary of Agriculture Jackie McClaskey said public support for an aqueduct is unlikely, unless farmers show first that there's no other way to water their crops.
Until we can show people that we are utilizing every drop of water in the best way possible, that we are conserving that water and making the best choices, no one outside of this region is going to invest in a water transfer project.
Kansas is currently in a drought, so this year will likely be a true test of the region's ability to curb its water use. The outcome of this drought and a possible legal challenge to LEMAs will likely influence how Kansas attempts to secure a water supply for its future. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Ben Kiebrick.